One movie that's always made a lasting impression on me was called Slaughterhouse-Five, Kurt Vonnegut's novel. And I really appreciate it because it gave me a glimpse of eternity. It kind of lets you see time the way God sees time. The main character in that movie, his human life is like a mountain range. He can focus on any peak, you know, any point in his life and experience it or relive it. But that whole mountain range, his whole life, it's right laid out there, beginning to end. And our first reading from the prophet Isaiah reminded me about the movie because he says, let's climb the mountain of the Lord. You know, that's the meaning and the purpose of our earthly life, that journey to get to God. We can't see what's ahead, but we know that God wants us to keep going in his direction, growing towards him. God sees it all. And Jesus also wants us to see that life on earth is not our end goal, like unbelievers think. Imagine what this planet would look like, would be like, if everyone thought that way and they only cared about their own wants and paid no attention to anyone else's. You know, being obsessed with making heaven on earth for yourself would create hell on earth, huh? Like Isaiah, Jesus wants us to see that our life on earth is our path to God. And that's why he commands us in the gospel, stay awake. Expect him. Jesus counsels us to live as if the end of our life were just around the corner, so that we live in a way that pleases God and benefits our neighbor. Take note of the future, but only so it influences our current behavior. Because it's not enough to know that life is the path. We have to travel that path to beware, you know, of those different forms of self-indulgence or self-centeredness that can distract us from our destination. All things are good, but they become evil when they become the center of our lives, when they start taking control of our lives. As addicts know, then we become like black holes with our relationships. We turn in on ourselves and we destroy anyone who comes near to us. Jesus wants us to use our limited time on earth wisely, loving God and seeking what is good for our neighbor. I think this whole season of Advent, addresses what I think is the biggest threat to salvation for us Americans. And it's that we're too future-oriented. We're always planning ahead, thinking about the next thing that's got to happen, instead of being aware of what's going on around us right now. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us disciples, remember the end time, but only so we live our days in the present better, where we can make a difference now, where we can live the gospel now, and not to plan on doing it later, because later may never come. We've got to be present to the moment. Advent is a call to action, to live that gospel now, because our time is limited. Let's use this Advent season to confront, you know, our daily routines, our selfish patterns of conduct that distract us from God's ways, and change them out and continue our journey to God. One way we could journey closer to God is to prepare an elevator speech for Christ. Know about elevator speeches? They're used by salesmen and by job hunters, actually. They prepare a 30 or 60 second speech that they can give anywhere, like in an elevator, you know, or at any time where they can promote their products or their, you know, their job skills. We can do one for Christ, you know, by reflecting. Think about how Christ has been involved in your life. When has He saved your butt? Huh? When has God come through for you? Everyone should have a few examples of that in their life. Pick your favorite one or two, you know, and you can make that your 30-second speech when someone's telling you about their problems or their losses or their difficulties. You can chime in and show what a difference Christ has made for you. You know, it's a powerful way, a very effective way to lead people to Christ. You're evangelizing when you do that, and it doesn't hurt. We're not the same person that we were a year ago at our last Advent. We've changed because of our experiences this past year. We've grown in depth and character, not so much from our successes as from our failures, our inabilities, our inadequacies, our tragedies, our losses, those big and small wounds and bruises that shape our souls. You know, and it was just like that for Jesus, too. He had to experience that humiliation of Good Friday to reach that glory of Easter Sunday. It's our sufferings, our humiliations, our losses that change the course of our lives. They're necessary if we're to build depth and character. They prepare us for a deeper friendship with God. So don't fear the future. You know, this life is our journey to God. If we give ourselves away to others on the journey, our souls will build depth and character, and we will be ready to meet Christ.